Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Oh, we're back from that holiday break.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Dope Town, we be back from that holiday break. Welcome to Dope Town 3000. It's officially 2019. That's how we say years now. Get used to it. We are Dope Town 3000. This is the premier storytelling, hip hop, improv, freestyle podcast. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora Bikangaga.
What up?
And I am Greg Smith. Hello. And we've got an amazing guest to kick off the new year, don't we, Zora?
Yeah, we just have a wonderful guest here. You may know this wonderful comedian, writer, performer from the UCB team, Cardinal Redbird. She has this wonderful podcast, Everything Is Rent, on the Campfire Media Network. Give it up for Sarah Glassbell.
Hi, I'm Sarah Glassbell. I'm here to tell you, here to tell.
I'm getting
really into it.
Oh, she's getting into it. You're going to be at SF Sketchfest with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. I didn't squeeze that in, but
it's quite all right.
Yeah,
we got it in now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Squeezed it in.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do it.
Yeah.
Let's kick things off the way we always kick things off, with a little Twitter cipher.
Yes, pulling up trending topics on Twitter right now for today. I'm just going to go through some. Y'all let me know if any of these sound interesting as inspiration for you.
Mm. It's saying 2019 instead of 2019. Is that trending yet?
Or? It's not yet, okay. But I imagine once this goes out, it will be an unstoppable.
It'll go viral for sure.
The year of our Lord. 2019.
All right, Twitter trending topics. Hashtag stray kids.
Ooh.
Hashtag windstorm. Hashtag Sunday motivation. Hmm. I would bet my life on.
Whoa.
Any of those sounding good? So keep looking.
I mean,
epiphany.
We got the audible gasp on I would bet my life on.
It's true.
Yeah.
That one and Stray Kids were the two that I heard as I was going through.
For sure. Cool. Are you guys partial to?
Let's do. I'm very curious about Stray Kids, but let's do I would bet my life on.
Yeah, I hope they're okay.
Yeah. I'm really
I bet my life on those Stray Kids.
yeah.
Cool. I would bet my life on
Stray Kids.
So, all right.
Okay.
Let's get those muscles going, guys. This is our first one of 2019.
Mm, yes. You're
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah, I'm full of strife. Ooh, feeling nervous for my whole life now. Yeah, I don't have the skill to stop this dude if he wants to try and go and kill. So, ooh. Yeah, man, no, I'm a survivor. Ooh, I got my faith in, I believe in MacGyver. He's the one that'll always give thanks. Yeah, he puts this shit together, it is not a dang break. Putting things together, in a way I would say it is clever. Yeah, yeah, keep it tied up like nylon. MacGyver is a guy that I can rely on.
Yeah, he talks the talk and walks the walk. If we're talking TV detectives, gotta give it up to Jerry Orbach. He's protecting every single voter as a detective on Dick Wolf's Law and Order. Yes, he's bringing that funk, funk. Oh, when you get that sound effect, that kind of sounds like a clunk, clunk. Ooh, man, yeah, he ain't no dork. He's protecting me on the city streets of that New York. I would bet my life on Jerry Orbach. I would bet him
my life on Jerry Orbach.
I would bet life on Jerry Orbach. And also his partner, played by, I think, Jesse Plemons.
It's kind of scary, but I bet my life on the sheriff of Mayberry. Yeah, because I'll tell you, he is so terrific. He's an old school man. His name is Andy Griffith. Yeah, you know, straight out his mouth. He knows how to do it, and he's from the fucking south. Yeah, cause you know that he is not hurting these. He's got them thirsty kinda derputies. Yeah, he's telling the truth. See, yeah, he's kinda skinny and he's kinda goofy. Yeah, he's got kinda big teeth. Gullible. Yeah, that's his belief. Yeah, I bet my life.
When I am down on my luck, I take some tapes and I bet on the duct. You take a duct tape, you put it on a box. You tape up your fish, you tape up your locks. You tape up anything and it will stay. I bet my life today, I bet my life any day. You take that tape and you wrap something up. And baby, it's not going to be fucked. It's sticking together no matter what. You're taking the tape and you're put it on your butt and the tape will stay. Your butt's not going anywhere. Keep that butt on you.
Yeah. Put it on your butt.
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 Put some tape on your butt.
Put it on your butt.
I would butt my life on it. Gotta put it on your butt.
Put it on your butt.
Put the butt. Duct tape on your butt. Duct tape.
Put it on your butt.
But I would butt my life on it.
B-U-T-T stuck.
Yeah.
Ah. Sean made a very upsetting, like, butt being ripped open
sort of motion. It was tape being removed from the butt, but I like your version where I, like, tore a whole butt in half, like, like a phone book.
I mean, that's why you need the tape on.
It's true.
So your butt stays.
To save you from Sean, the notorious butt ripper.
I'm gonna rip your butt at the crack. That's what it's there for.
I do this fun thing with raps where I figure out one rhyme and I don't think of anything else.
Perfect.
So I figured it out.
One rhyme is
like,
all you need.
We'll figure it out. We're taping a butt.
Yeah,
we'll tape
the
butt,
and then you just roll with it.
Yeah.
Love
well,
it.
Well, you only needed one rap, and now you only need one story.
Ew.
Solid.
Is that a segue?
Solid. That's a good segue. You know, it's the first one of 2019.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel like it can only go up from there.
That's true.
It's the best one this year.
I do only need one story, for sure.
What do you got for us? We'd love to hear.
I thought about asking if, like, ahead of time, if anyone's done this before, but it feels crazy. Probably not. I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
What?
I've never
has
done
that been
that.
Done a lot on this show? I assume everyone's Who? Been
no on no Who one wants has to been be on
yeah.
Have we had anybody
we
that
did have Regis Philbin on an episode,
right?
Sure.
And then we had Meredith Vieira.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of the hosts
yes
of Who
that's
wants
correct
right yeah, but they're not talking about
yeah
there
yeah surprisingly
okay
and
yeah,
then Regis. Michael Strahan too.
Oh, of course.
That's
yeah
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's right.
Right. Is he a guest or not like, like the host now? I don't know.
Sure.
They
I
changed
would bet
it
my
at
life.
Some point.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, who does it now is Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought no. Chris Hansen.
That would be
To Catch a Predator.
Why don't you have a hot seat?
Yeah.
That poor guy can't do anything else. Like that's who he is now.
Like, well, just sit down. What are you doing here today?
I'm here to win $1 million.
Okay.
When he just walks into a room, people just get nervous.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Here?
What have I done? What do you think I've done?
That's incredible. I love that show.
Yeah.
That's
a good show.
I haven't seen it in a hot minute, but I was on it I think the episode came out in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I know that, actually. It did come out in 2011.
I don't know why I'm playing coy.
Who knows?
It was August.
And I'm a millionaire.
Nice.
No, I'm not. But I didn't do terrible mm-hmm on it. Mm-hmm. So I lived in New York at the time, and this was 2010 that I... you can sign up online, I think. I don't remember. This was a long time ago. But you can sign up to like take the test and be interviewed to see if you wanted to be on it. And it was, since it was in New York, it was like a bunch of people I know did it. So I went with two friends to go to take this test. And you take this long, it felt like the SATs, but it was, just full of adults.
Mm-hmm.
But you take like a trivia test. And then afterwards, you get interviewed on camera. And it's just, you're kind of just like showing your personality or whatever. So I was just really turned it on. Just was like real charming and fun. And
what were some of your like tactics or techniques?
I think, and this probably remains as my only tactic I have, is like, just be like fun and nice, like be bubbly and smiley. And yeah, so that's what I did. And it worked because I got the call. You're going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And I also like must have done really well at the test, too, because I don't think they... I think they take like the top 10 or 20%. So I'm very smart.
Yeah.
Or I at least know a lot of dumb trivia, which is probably closer to the truth. Yeah. So they email you and they're like, congratulations, you're going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I had to fill out like a survey of just like things they could interview me about. Like, are you married? Where are you from? I remember them asking like, what are three really interesting stories you have? And I am I'm not a good storyteller. I don't think I never think of myself because I don't remember that stuff.
Right.
Like even for this coming on here, I was like, telling my boyfriend, like, I've been invited to do a Dope Town 3000. Then they told me to like bring a story. What should I talk about? And he was like, here's like five interesting things. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I never remember anything unless it happened like last week.
Uh-oh. Sure, sure.
I gotta get better at that.
What stories did you put on the survey? For
I swam with sharks. I put that in
where?
In Honduras.
Okay.
My family's like big scuba divers.
Oh wow!
So that's for next episode, you guys.
Yeah,
sorry.
We're bringing you back.
Just the whole underwater episode.
Oh yeah.
Record it underwater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll record underwater in a pool.
Producer Ryan, is that available to record underwater? He's nodding vigorously. Yes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You can hear that.
We'll make it happen. Sick. I think I also put same trip like a karaoke story because I love to do karaoke. And we were at, real tangent.
Sub story.
Same trip in Honduras. It must have happened recently because how else would I remember? but we had, we were like staying at this scuba diving resort where you like hang out and your food is included and there's activities. And then during the day, everyone just scuba dives all day long. And they had karaoke one night. And my sister is a professional musical theater actress who's just an incredible singer, and I love to sing. I'm not a professional, but like I'm very good. But we started off the night doing the karaoke, and then no one else would go up, so it was just my sister and I performing.
You shut it down.
We really shut it. My dad sang a couple songs, just so it wasn't just us.
Right. But, he shut it down too.
Oh yeah, my dad.
Like this
killer.
It's in the blood.
This whole family.
Four-part harmony.
By himself?
Right.
How? So those were the stories. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But filled out the survey. And then they had me take photos of myself in outfits that I might wear. So I had to like have my roommate take photos of me in a bunch of different outfits and for them to get approved or not. Sent that. Okay, so the day of the show that I'm supposed to be on, I go there and you get there like 10 a.m., but you're there until like 8 p.m.
Wow.
It is so long. You cannot bring any books or anything, and they take away your phone right away.
Whoa.
So I was just in this room with a bunch of other contestants, and we had to like talk or sit or nap, but there was like nothing else to do, and it was really... anxiety inducing, being like, I will just hang out with these strangers.
You can't even read a book at all?
No, you couldn't bring anything.
Brush up on facts or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, just your favorite novel full of facts.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they could check it. It's like, what are you, all things fall apart. Are you going to get a bunch of facts from Chinua Achebe?
Am I just going to read the dictionary and like know everything?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But so that first day, I was there and what happens is you're in this room with a bunch of people who are going to do the show. And if someone doesn't go very far, then the next person gets to go in quickly. If the person who's like on the show is going far, and you only know this because they haven't called anyone else in. So sometimes you're there for like, God, we've been in here for like an hour and a half and no one else has gotten called. That dude probably is winning $1 million.
Right.
So that first day, I was there the whole time and didn't get called in. Oof. So it was just like 9 hours of just sitting. Jeez. And then I went home And so I had another date, and I had a couple friends that got to be like my my in-audience, I don't know, guests.
Your lifelines?
Yeah, my lifelines. Uh-huh. But they don't do lifelines anymore. There's no call a friend.
Oh.
I don't think you can ask someone in the audience. I don't remember that being a thing. Dang. There's like 50-50. There's a audience poll. And I can't remember the third. But
in these days.
Yeah.
You can have someone in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. In 2010 when I did it, I had my friends Pat Bear and Will Choi. Different Will Choi than we know in L.A. Choy.
Okay.
A New York Will Choi. Mm-hmm. Cool. But they were in the audience, and I got on. Meredith Vieira was the host, and I don't remember. I only remember my last question, because it also is, you're not like building up to $1 million. They randomize the questions and they randomize the money amounts. So
what's with all these scrambled egg rules?
These scrambled egg rules.
Yeah.
Honestly, they introduced them as scrambled egg rules. And I was like, very rude. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you get like a hard question and it'd be worth like $100 or, you know, any combination of the
gotcha,
two.
Gotcha.
But I got through to, I was at like $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'd answered a bunch of questions right. I was doing good. My final question was, it was like, what is this this drink called Windex? It's an alcoholic drink. The name is Windex. What is something that would be in it? And they listed four alcohols. And I was like, geez, I don't know. I'd use like all my lifelines. Yeah. I guessed something that it was not. Mm. And I was like, you know what? So it's 50-50. It's this. It was like Curacao, which is blue, which mm-hmm. makes sense. It should have been that, or it was something else. And I guessed the other thing. And I said, well, you know what? I guess I'll say this final answer. And the audience was like, oh. And Meredith Vieira, she turns around and is like, audience, you know you can't do that. So we've got to take it back. I'm going to ask you again, what is your answer? And the rules of this were, if you decide to leave, like if you fail, you get no money. But if you decide to leave, you get half of what you had earned
yeah. mm-hmm.
to that point. So I could have said the right answer, but I was like guilty or honorable, whatever it was. I was like, I didn't earn this. So I was like, you know what, Meredith, I'm not sure. I'm just going to walk away. So I got $16,000
nice.
From that.
And you got yeah. your sense of dignity.
Yeah. You know what? I was honest. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't earn the right answer. So
at
yeah.
that point, was the crowd response like,
mm-hmm. that's
was
good
the right
of her.
Thing
yep.
to do.
yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting to hear that she like the host sort of scolded the audience.
Yeah.
How else did she seem just like
she
as a
was
person?
Super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was great. She sent me when my episode came out, she like sent me a personal card like
what?
Congratulating oh. me. It
that's
was really
so sweet.
Cool.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I'm sweet. Sure she does it for everybody, but mm-hmm. maybe
still,
not.
The fact that she did it. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout outs to cool. Meredith.
All right.
If
Meredith.
You're listening.
Yeah. yeah. Mary, you're killing it.
You come
it.
Out nice in this story.
Vera, is she on is she Good Morning America? Like, what's her other gig?
She was on
something like that.
One of
talk
those.
Show.
Morning. Yeah, some morning yeah. show. Okay. I'm not sure which one, but.
Okay.
Good Morning Today.
Okay. yeah, one
in
of those.
America.
One of those. GMA. So, question. So on the 16,000, was it, were there a lot of like strings attached? Did you, did it get taxed a lot?
It got
was
really, it... yeah.
Okay.
And I have, just kind of a caveat to that. My tax guy did it wrong. So I was, went to him like the day before I was leaving to go to Italy, like with a lot of this money. And I was like, oh God, I know I'm going to owe a lot. It's going to be crazy. I did my taxes and he was like, actually, no, you're getting money back. So I was like, hooray. But he'd forgotten to put in that prize money. So like a year and a half later, I got a letter from the IRS. It was like, you owe us like $3,000.
Oh,
I was like, yeah. I had that money.
I had that.
But I spent it on pasta.
Yeah.
yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
That was what the money went towards, the European trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And moving to LA.
Cool.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, but
Meredith
Vieira pasta.
Really bankrolled like a huge life.
Meredith
Vieira sort of
changed my life, mm-hmm. kind of. Mm-hmm. Mostly the Italy stuff.
Mostly the pasta.
Yeah. Oh God, so much pasta, you guys. Oh,
I want that. Right
did
now.
You have a Did you have a Windex there? Did you?
Have a... From no, now on. But I never will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that drink.
Kicked me off.
Any blue drink you walk by, you're like, that is Coruscant.
I've yeah. never seen someone advertising a drink called Windex.
Me neither. Never heard
I've
of
had
I've never
drinks
heard
of that with before. Or seen blue Coruscant, but
the
yeah.
only blue drink that I can think of is an AMF.
What's an AMF?
An audios motherfucker. You guys never had that in college?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a terrible drink. It's meant to have one drink and you're sort of drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And yikes. Yeah, and it's a bunch of like alcohols, but I think the blue element in it is Curacao?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying that right.
Kurosawa.
Kurosawa.
Famed director.
Yeah, that alcohol actually has different ingredients in it depending on whose perspective you...
I love it. That was
this
so good.
This is joke
good.
Track.
There's many people on, that are not going to be on board, thing. But the people that are, oh. they're going to be like, yes, that was such a good joke.
Thank you.
Don't
you're
get
welcome.
Craig started. He will pull directors.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. I think I have all my questions answered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very apropos. Thing.
That is
that
my
joke
final
track?
Answer. Does that joke track is the sub podcast of where we go back and listen to our previous podcast?
That's correct.
And explain all the.
Aww.
Now, don't do that.
Yeah. Now.
Cool.
I don't know. You turn into Obama. And
now. No.
Now.
You didn't say Curacao before.
That Rashomon joke was great.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Right. We ready?
Yeah.
Go! Never been a person that you describe as greedy. When I'm sitting down at night, when I'm looking at the TV. Yeah, looking at these questions, saying they are all easy. Oh, yeah, man, somebody needs to put me in front of Meredith V. Yeah, yeah, I'm not aware, bruh. Yeah, put me in front of Meredith Vieira, and I'm just gonna be a terror. Yeah, any questions that they can prepare, I'm gonna have to answer. Yeah, man, I'ma show up and I'm gonna dance here. Let me look online, see if I can find a way to recline.
Papa, excuse Ed, me. Papa, Ed, yeah, you think you're the best? Well, come on down to the studio. You can take a trivia test, yes. And if you pass it or if you fail it, you see it doesn't matter because it comes down to your personality. Come take the test, come take the test. Come take the test to be on the millionaire. Come take the test, come take the test. Come take the test and see if you're the best.
Kind of best. I'll give you a notification. You got a new message. Yeah, you know. I'm not on that dramedy. I know you from that theater. And I also do comedy. Yeah, yeah. Cause you know I'm the best. And you know I wanna go with you to test. Yeah, yeah, we are so blessed. Yeah, from the start. Because we do comedy and we are so smart. Let's go take a test.
Go take a test. Yeah, bet it will be a joy. Yeah, we will hang out with you. At least me, Pat Bear, and also Will Choi.
Yeah.
Do not annoy. Yeah, get up right on the bus. Yeah, man, just go ahead and quiz me. All of these things we can just discuss.
Okay, gather around and settle. Sit down right there. Here's your test. Take it, and you cannot move from that chair until you're done. But don't you get bent, because we're only accepting contestants in the top 10%. Good luck.
You know I will try it. I'll put my name down. I am Will Choi with a Y.
With a Y.
Yes, I will try it. I know that I got the stuff on that bubble. Oh no, I'm in trouble. I got it.
Hi, I'm here to test. I'm here. I'm gonna do my best. I'm supposed to be on this show and I feel the power, but I've been sitting in this room for 12 hours. I don't want to talk to a stranger. They say the strangers have danger. I guess I'll just close my eyes and pretend that I'm sleeping. Leave me alone, weird guys.
I'll be in on this show. That is also your mission. Don't worry, I'm the guy who knows a lot of weird questions. Any dang suggestions, you can just go say, and I'll be able to determine if it is DCB
okay,
or
but I'm sorry. Wait, I've got to answer more factually. I'm a kind of nerdy guy who always says, actually. This is my kind of thing. I'll tell you if you're wrong. And I don't have any good stories, but I might break out in song.
Yeah, everybody here compared to me is short. I'm just an average dude from the Midwest. I'm into sports. So if I have to report any of those freaking guesses, you know I'll get the bestest. Man, I am so impressive.
Hey, I'm a little cry. I'm straight as an arrow. I'm a famous person. My name is Ronan Farrow. Yeah, I've been all night here. If I fail this fucking test, I'll be a right pair. I swear to God. I swear to God. If I fail this test, I'll get another job. Oh, I'll do this shit. I'll beat it like cancer, and I will do all these bubbles. Oh no, I got wrong answers.
The results are in. The results are in. The results are in. And just one of you motherfuckers is the person who will win. Sarah Claspel, come here. Yes, it's you. You're not sorry. All you've got to do is fill out some interesting stories for TV.
Hi, I am really fun and charming. I hope that you think that, and you don't find my personality alarming.
No,
I,
it's not alarming. You are not in trouble. See, I like your personality. You are
fun
so
and bubbly.
I'm so cool and friendly, and everyone likes me. That's what I'm telling you. So please just hire me.
I will hire you, and don't be perklempt, because guess what you got in the top 20%.
Oh my gosh.
But wait. You might be sorry. We still haven't heard you say one interesting story. Just something that happened in your life. If it was something good or something that gave you strife. Anything at all. Go ahead.
Last week I went to work. Not good. Okay. I saw on TV a twerk. No, that's not good. Okay. I have a roommate named Brianna. No, that's not good. You know what? But having these stories, I feel a lot of pressure
on me.
It's
cool. You remind me of my daughter. Guess what? I love stories about the deep sea underwater. Tell me a story. Do you know anything about that stuff? Are you striving? Do you know about the deep sea fucking diving?
Actually, I know this. I don't want this to sound snarky, but I've swam with a bunch of
sharkies.
I went with my family to the ocean and we swam around. It was like no big.
That story's funny. That story's funny, like you were telling jokies. Also, apropos of nothing, I love karaoke. If there was a story about that, I would smile and not frown. Like if there was a story about people karaoke, that shut it down.
Well, actually, I'm actually a very good singer.
You're kidding.
You could say I'm basically a ringer. I could show up to any karaoke and be a star, and everyone would come from near
and
far. Actually, I basically held a private concert to people at this resort, and they were like, oh, sir! And by that, they meant that I was, like, so good. And I'm actually a star in many small Honduras cities.
I get it. You sound like a ringer, but I like people that are the sister of people that sing better, like on Broadway. Yeah, because you know they dropped the jaws today. I like people that sing with all their family and also good at grammar, like Gramercy. Yeah. Do you know how to sing with your family in maybe four-part harmony?
Actually, me and my sister and my dad, we're pretty good. We're the opposite of bad. We are basically a Partridge Family, but current, and we don't make up our songs, and we're so free.
That's three facts and interesting stories. All right, if we want to catch up with you, you will hear that. Oh, Koi. Oh, no, man, it's all good. Here's the thing that is cute. I need you to send a picture of us, a dress and a suit. Something that you wanna wear on the show. Something that is gonna look really good under our lights that do glow. Oh, yeah. Click.
Okay, here. Okay, great. And
it's a game
here.
Show fashion show.
This is my gray sweater. This is my black pants. Oh, yeah. Here I have a red sweater and a purple, and I dance.
So good.
Look at me. Check me out. Is this a good necklace? You like it? Yeah, you do. I look the best, and I am so fit.
You're looking sharp like a laser. Please try on this shirt and this blazer. Oh, yes, looking quiet like a mouse. You should try on this conservative blouse. Yes, yes, you know how I feel. Pair it with them lavender high heels. Oh, my God, we're going real bomb. Christian Louboutin is the game show fashion show.
Game show fashion show. Game show fashion show.
Showing up to the next part. Man, I'm feeling good, and I have taken it to heart, and I have worked upon my art. Yeah, I have mastered all my crafts. I have looked up French history and also algebraic math. I just laugh as I pass into the room. Yeah, it's about 10 a.m. All of a sudden, that shit is noon, and there's nothing left to do. Yeah, no one's getting violent. We're all just sitting in a room, avoiding each other and acting silent.
Acting silent. And don't be some crooks. I'll take all your phones.
And I'll take all your books.
All my books and all my reading. I can't even talk with anyone. It's uncomfortable.
With my books. Please don't break my heart. Don't take Chinua Achebe's things fall apart. Please don't take it. Please don't take it. That would be a travesty. It's African takes on classic tragedy. My
classic
favorite
tragedy. But you know, I think that it has all answers for fancy drinks in that fucking novel. You know that I do it. Chinua Achebe. You know he will screw it.
Here's the thing, yeah, I was working on my charm, and what they didn't know, I've got these answers on my arm, yeah. They don't know, they are not prepared, son. I don't know what they'll ask, so it is all
calling
just random.
You next, sir.
Me? Perfect, oh well. I don't know, I'm nervous, I feel like they can tell.
And
but
the sweat
I think
drips
I'll do
from his forehead to his arm,
oh,
and
no.
Suddenly his answers go away, and now he's left in harm.
Hi, sir. I'm Meredith Vieira. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
what's going on? What's on your arm there?
Nothing. I got it. It's a third degree burn. I am so ready to go and take my number one turn.
Excellent. We've got your number one question. Which French Revolution did Napoleon appear in?
Man. Oh. Damn. I had that one on the back of my hand.
Now, everyone, we're not allowed to make noises, all right? Please don't interrupt the audience when their choices presented, okay? Even if you know what is right, I need you to be as silent as the song Silent Night, all right? Shush.
I'm out here like a professor. I'm the lifeline, man. I'm a French professor. He didn't call on me. I know those answers from history and those colonies. I could have helped you, fucking loser.
Did anybody hear that guy in this audience? I feel like if going on is going to be made bad, then somebody should have a problem with what that guy just said.
Hey. All right, little audience, don't call anyone losers. We should all support each other, even if you're boozers. But don't drink alcohol also in the audience. There's no talking, there's no drinking, there's no eating, there's no fun.
Back
in
the hell?
Back in the green room, back in the green room, here we are. It's your turn, SC. You're about to go far. Someone in there, they bombed their entire chance across the nation. They tried to cheat, so they had a disqualification. It's your turn.
Okay, here I go. I'm gonna be a star. Everyone in America will know me. Hi, Meredith. I'm Sarah. Nice to meet you. So, what's going on?
Here we go. Question number one. All right. What is the color of the sun?
Okay.
All right. It's a thing. You don't need to act mellow. Your options are purple, blue, green, and then yellow.
Well, I will think about this for a little too long. I'm certain that it's yellow, but I want to just check on. Is it right? Could it be blue? I don't think so. You know what? It's yellow, and that is my final answer. So
nice. Yay. Oh man, that is astounding.
Oh my god.
Now, we didn't mention this earlier, but that was worth 10,000.
Yes!
Yeah, alright. Oh man, you just
it's
go
so astounding. Why? Because you know all those answers, they are random. I know this stuff. Cause you know that I got this. I am your roommate. I am in the audience. You can go to me for any answer.
Okay. Well, Meredith,
question number two. We won't get it sundered. At the top, I'll let you know this one is for 100.
Okay.
All right, and we will just be calm. On the periodic table of elements, what is one?
Okay. Yeah. Meredith, can I go to my friend?
Sure.
She's in the audience, and she might know this.
Sure, we'll just go over here.
I know to start it.
Okay.
Because you know the number one is fucking carpet.
Hi, it's Will Choi next to you. I'm just wondering if I can give an ancillary cue.
Sure.
I am pretty sure that that is wrong. Pretty sure that's bomb, man. Isn't number one H also known as hydrogen?
Okay. Did you know that the first time?
Then you you know that. I knew the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting.
Which one is your choice?
I don't want to choose between my
both
friends, but I think that I will go with hydrogen. Is that right? Or
that one is correct. And so we're gonna go ahead and then we're just gonna move on next. Meanwhile in the back, everybody's silent. It's been a freaking while, man. I think that shit is violent.
Fuck
all
you.
Right, she's out there, man. She is making a killion. I feel like that girl's probably going for the million.
Going for the million, going for the million, leaving us loser guys. I'm going insane, I'm going insane. It's feeling like the Lord of the Flies or feeling like another book that is rather scary. Things fall apart by Chinua Achebe.
Oh, yes. All right, so we are coming back next. All right, this one is about the drink Windex.
Oh, no.
Not the cleaning product. We just need to say if there's some under your sink, don't drink it. Okay?
Okay.
Moving on. The Windex drink, what do you think makes it that color? What gives it blue and not pink? What is up in that drink?
It is the color of lager. The alcohol, it is Goldschlager.
Gold
if she goes to me for the answer, I will fucking sabotage her like a cancer. Yeah.
B is gin. That's one you wanna.
Okay.
Also C, the option there is Kurosawa.
Okay.
D also, it's just pineapple chunks. Huh?
Mm.
Of those options, which one did you thunk?
Okay, it's me, an average audience member. This is, I'm gonna try this. I know the right answer, but I am going to stay silent. Yes, that is correct. That is my plan, my resolution. Here she comes, and I'm gonna react with no confusion. Go ahead and answer.
Okay, Meredith, I think I know. I've thought about this a lot, and I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it right now. It's pineapple chunks, and that's my final answer.
Oh!
Yeah! How the fuck?
What the fuck?
How the fuck did you do that? I'm in the audience and I fucking knew that. I'm gonna be really loud with my mouth. Your chances to win, he just went down south. I'ma break the rules cause you're acting a fool. This is the shit that makes me wanna drool. You dumb, you really fucking dumb. Who wants to be a millionaire not having any fun?
Not having any fun. I don't respect her. I'm the dude before, man. I am the heckler. And I'm yelling, yelling. I don't care cause you know I'm smelling. I'm a felon. Yeah, I don't care. I didn't make it on that show. It's not fair. Yeah, I'm fucking salty. It's not my fault.
Oh no, I fucked this up. I said the wrong answer. What is up? Merit is mad. The audience is mad. Everybody, nobody is glad.
All right, everybody get control. All right, we need to have a whole cut. All right, so just silence yourself. Shut your butts. Don't make noise.
We're gonna take it around. Take it from one.
All right. And what did you thunk? A, B, C, D, pineapple chunks.
I am going to be real honorable and say that I will get out of here. I think I'm just gonna cut it.
Walking away.
Mm-hmm. Walking away.
She's walking away.
Walking away with 16 grand. Walking away.
Walking away.
Got all that money in her hair. She's walking away.
Walking away.
That was not the original plan. Just walking away.
Walking away.
Walking away.
Saving money when I get that second chance.
Walking away.
So astounding.
Oh, you know that's the bomb, sir. She didn't change her answer to the right one, but she walked away with her honor. Oh yes. Oh yes. That is her new Russian plan. And let me just point out that this is like the plot of Rashomon. It's got different perspectives. And I can't get on that a train right now because she's walking away, walking away. How she has that fortitude, I don't know how. She's walking away.
If I got a second try, if that was me, I would not go and be that nice. I would have just said the correct thing. Got my 32,000, and when everybody acted like they didn't know, I'd be shocked and so astounded. But that's why I'm a jerk. That's why I didn't get up there and work. I am so not zen. I got this melted pen on my hand and my forearms.
You know I wasn't a bore. Yeah, cause I was on fire. But her actions, she didn't inspire me to be a better person. No more heckling and no more cursing. Sarah is a good human being.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm the man, in charge of your prize money tax plan. Yes, ooh. Let me look at this right here. Okay, everything is good and this is clear.
Are
I'm gonna
sure?
walk away. I'm just walking away.
I don't know
sex
a
plan.
Single thing.
Walking away.
Don't know a single thing. You're basically okay. A prize money queen and king.
Ooh. You got ability to go to Italy.
You can be a pasta, spending all your money on some pasta, walking away.
Yeah, your new home. Go ahead and buy a new one in Rome. That's how good you're doing financially. Yeah, go ahead, see you when you're back from Italy.
Italy, it's no melee. Take that money and move to LA. Know what I mean? Follow your dreams.
Being a TV host is really quite hard, so I retain my humanity by writing personal cards. Ooh, ooh, you know you did that task well, writing you correspondence to the contestant Sarah Classbell. I'm just writing away,
writing away,
cause I'm a good person, writing away on ABC, so you know I can't get away with cursing, rocking away. Send it into the mail. I'm
all
just writing away. LA, LA, yeah, yeah, what the hell? I'm just writing away. Our final answer.
Aww.
All right.
Now, yeah. Now we have to do the whole thing again.
Oh, sorry, sorry, shit. I'm not
from the top, from the top.
Guys, our guest today is Sarah Claspel, known
oh, like from the tippy top.
I didn't understand.
I love it.
That was such a delightful
story. That was so
story.
Fun. You guys are so good.
Is that kind of like how it went down? Is that how it shook?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how it went down. Yeah, someone was in the audience. Saying someone else is a loser.
Yep.
There was a guy who had everything written down on his arm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. all those wonderful details.
Yeah, all the stuff I didn't even tell you was you guys just knew.
Pineapple chunks.
Pineapple chunks was my answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In fairness, the Ugandan table of the elements, carbon is first.
I'm gonna look that up at a later time.
I would bet you $32,000.
Whoa!
I would comfortably walk away from that bet.
Better
as well.
Walk away with that 16. Walk away with that 16.
Sora just got up. He's shaking his fist.
Yeah, I got up, but I'm still on the mic.
Mm-hmm. He's got a very long neck.
True. He's got his long butt neck. Is up in the air, but
and I'm walking away.
Sarah, what do you have to plug? We talked about Everything Is Rent. We talked about SF Sketch Fest.
You got to check out Everything Is Rent. It's a podcast about the musical Rent. It's the best on Campfire Media. I'm going to Sketch Fest the 18th through the 20th. Of January 2019. Mm-hmm. 2019. You can get at me at Claspy are my handles.
Claspy.
Yep.
Claspy.
Keep it claspy.
Keep it claspy.
When they go low, we go claspy. Yeah.
We go claspy.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. That was such a fun episode. You can follow Dopetown 3000 at Dopetown 3000 on all of the social media handles. Make sure you subscribe. Rate us. Leave a review. Tell us what you're into. Tell us how we're doing. Constructive criticisms only, please.
Greg's inviting you to
only tell us if you like us.
We do that on Everything Is Right. We say, please rate and review us, but only nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's reasonable.
Feels good.
Feels good. We got Sean Fisher.
Yo.
We got Zora Beacon Gaga. I'm Greg Smith, and as we say at the end of every Dopetown 3000 podcast,
hit us with the knowledge.
Just because it looks blue.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it's true.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
And sometimes you just gotta walking away.
Dubtown, 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 Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown, 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 Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown.
What's up, stoners? Welcome to I'm Too Effing High.
Hi.
Smoke weed every day.
It's a podcast where we test the age-old question, does marijuana make you funnier?
I'm here to talk to you about eating people.
I bring on comedians. I get them high on marijuana.
Ooh, yes. It's just like Fisherman's Cob.
Oh, yeah.
What, and I would know.
Please give a warm welcome to Nicole Byer, Tim Bob, Sam Richardson, Mary Holland. Are you guys ready for this show tonight?
I'm Too Effing High.
New episodes every Tuesday.
Stay Too Effing High, you guys.
Bye.
Campfire.